ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashuva Laim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
Sechte Menachis, the Flamet Chesem and Aleph. Perik Atcheles. Mishnah starts off Atcheles einem akeves halovon, velovon einem akeves atcheles. Love and the Tcheles, the Mitzvah Tzitzis has two parts, the Tcheles and the Lovon. We'll see later, Machlekes Rishonim, how many chutim are Lovon, how many chutim are Tcheles. Upon him, there's two parts in the Tzitzis, the Chelek Atcheles and the Chelek Alovon. State the Mishnah, Tcheles is not Makav the Lovon, Lovon is not Makav the Tcheles. If somebody does not have Tcheles, he should still do the Lovon. If someone does not have Lovon, he should still do the Tcheles. Tfilah Shal Yad, Ein Makavis Shoroish, Shoroish, Ein Makavis Shal Yad. We have two Tfilin, Tfilin Shayad and Tfilin Shoroish. Each one is not Makav the other one. If one has only one, he should wear that one. There is a keem in wearing that one. A fuke from the things we said in the last perek, that the different parts of the mitzvah are Makav each other. For example, Dal Minim Shabalulav. If a person only has an Esrig and not a Lulav, he does not have a mitzvah to any kiyum to do at least the estrig because they're ma'akev each other. Mor brings a machlaikis that Rebbe's chaylik on the Tanavel Mishnah, and Rebbe holds takre al ma'akvin zezeh that one cannot wear tcheles without lovan or lovan without tcheles. Now, the taich, what the Mishnah means, ein ma'akvin zezeh, big arichas here in Toysvis. And there's Machlaikas Rishonim in the Mordechai, Machlaikas and Taisus and Bechairus, the Flamet Tesem and Beis. Taisus starts off the Pashtas of Ein Ma'akvin Zeh usually means, when you say something's Ein Ma'akvin Zeh means that the mitzvah normally has two parts, and when one part is not available, you could do the other part the same way you would have done it usually when you had both parts. That means over here, we go according to Shitas Rashi and Taisus, a person usually wears two chutim of Tcheles and two chutim of Lavan. So if he doesn't have tcheles, like in Bezman Hazeh, he doesn't have tcheles, so he wears the same two chutim of lovan. The tcheles part is not makav of the lovan part, but the lovan stays the same type of kiyum like he does when he has tcheles. That's the pashtus halashon Taisus says, mashma l'chayra. However, Taisus comes out that the minig is like Rashi brings, the Rosh says that's the minig, that by if someone does not have tcheles, he wears four chutim of lovan. He wears a different two to make up for the two of the tcheles, which is different than the usual taich of Eina Makvin Zezeh. So Shaila, what exactly, the pshatan that is, Tais himself asks, what later on in the Tais is, why should it be that way? The chayu should just wear the two chutim of love and without the two chutim of tcheles. Tais says there's a special drosh, Hashemesh from the Dashinan, Gedil Shnayim, Gedilim Dalet, Ben Yesh Bei Menechad, Ben Yesh Bei Shnei Minim. It's mashma that the pasuk that always has to be Dalet, even in a case when it's only one min. We'll see later how the Biskrov learns that. Kaponim, that's what Tais comes out, that Einem Akiv means that it's not Makiv. You could do the mitzvah and substitute the Lavan for the Chelek HaTcheles. It's a big question in Rishonim, if Tcheles and Lavan and Tzitzis, is it two mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? Is it two parts of one mitzvah and each one is a half a kiyum of the mitzvah, or it's two separate mitzvahs? For instance, we have by Tfilin, Shoyad and Shoroish, I count it as two separate mitzvahs. Each one is its own mitzvah, and each one is a full key of mitzvah. Here by Tzitzis is a big machaikas Rishonim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shroshim, in Sherish Yud Aleph, he says that the Svara would be that what's Keveya, if something is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, we would say, means Svara is totally if it's Ma'akvin Zezeh, ain't Ma'akvin Zezeh. When you have something, for instance, that's Ma'akvin Zezeh, like Dal Minim by Lulav, you don't take a lulav without an esrig. So that shows us that it's one mitzvah. There's no point in doing a half a thing because it's not a kiyum mitzvah. Shenki, when it ain't ma'akvin zezeh, we would say like by tefillin, then we would say that it's one mitzvah. As Rambam says, would be the svara. But as Dr. Rambam, he says, the ma'aser, the free brings a drosha, the mechilta brings a drosha, not that way. Mechilta says, yochel, shein shtei mitzvahs, mitzvahs tcheles, and mitzvahs lovon, tamad loyma v'hoya lechem, letzitzis mitzvah achas yivein shtei mitzvahs. So the free says, I would think it's one mitzvah. Tamad loyma, I would think it's two mitzvahs. Tamad loyma v'hoya lechem, that it's one kiyum. It's one thing, the whole tzitzis is one mitzvah, and therefore Rambam paskins in Yad, in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Tzitzis, that even those, like the Rambam, they're taken on ma'akev each other, but that doesn't mean to say that it's two separate mitzvahs. It's really one mitzvah. And not ma'akev each other just means that there is a kiyum in doing the partial mitzvah. But the ma'isa, it's only one mitzvah. Karanoira is Niskasha by us, what exactly is the nafkamina? If you call it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, if you're saying it's ein ma'akvin zezer, you do one without the other. Could be maybe it's an nafkamina for the brachas. If it's one mitzvah, it only needs one bracha. Or if there'll be a hefsik, if somehow you did the lavan and you didn't do the tchelis, if you would have to make another bracha. By tefillin, each one is mechayiv its own bracha because it's two mitzvahs. Upon him, that's the Rambam. Says that even though it's not ma'akev, it's one mitzvah. Dr. Rambam, what do we see from this? We see from this that what makes something one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, is not if it's ma'akev or not. It's totally if it's one inyan. If it's inyan echad or inyanim rab, if they're both one inyan, the levisha is for zikaron. For zikaron, laman tiskru, the Rambam says, ke kavona betzitzis laman tiskru, is yia inyan echad. If it's one inyan, then it's one mitzvah. If each one's its own inyan, even if they're similar in yonim, like by tefillin, but this one is an inyan for the zakaron of the lave, and this is an inyan of the zakaron of the roish, each one's its own inyan, then it's two mitzvahs. But if they both come together to the kavanah for one inyan, Dr. Rambam, you see from here that that's what's machriya, if it's one mitzvah or two, not if it's ma'akiv or not. The Ramban asks on the Rambam that the Rambam himself says that tefillin is two mitzvahs. He says if it's totally in the inyan, tefillin is just as much one inyan as tzitzis. So if the inyan is keveya, then tefillin should also be one inyan. Dr. Ramban, Elamai, Rambam is going to be mechalik, that's totally if it's one maisa or two maisim. By tefillin, you do two separate maisim. You do a maisa putting on the tefillin, so you add a maisa putting on the tefillin, shereish. Over here, when you have the chutei lovin and the chutei tcheles on the beged, with one maisa levisha, you put it on, and you mekayim both mitzvahs together. So Dr. Rambam, if you're telling me that being one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, tell you if it's one ma'aser, two ma'asim, so in Shver, why does Rambam count Kriyash Mav Shachris and Arvis? He counts one mitzvah, and K'tayris, Baker, and Erev, and Tmidim, Baker, and Ben Abayim. Rambam counts all of those as one mitzvah, even though it's two separate ma'asim. Elamai, it's one mitzvah, because it's one inyan. So you see, it's not telling ma'asim, Dr. Rambam. So Melech, why should there be a difference between tefillin and tzitzis? The Bahag in his minyan of mitzvahs taka counts tefillin also as one mitzvah, even though it's mefurish that there ain't a ma'akvin zezeh, you can wear one tefillin without the other. So Ramban says in the Bahag we can understand that tefillin and tzitzis are both the same because they're inyan echad, it's counted as one mitzvah, it's not totally ma'akvin zezeh. And the Rambam that's mechalik between tzitzis and tefillin, so Dr. Ramban is shver in the Sefer Kinnah Seifim there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He's skasha very much on the Bahag. The Ramban says that he understands the Bahag that counts both tefillin and tzitzis one mitzvah because they're inyan achas. Dr. Mefurish, we had in last perek in Akoimitz, Machoikas of Shmuel and Tanakama, the four tzitzis themselves, if they're ma'akvin zezeh, if each one is a mitzvah by itself, or it's one big mitzvah. And the Mishnah says Mefurish that the Machoikas is if each one is a mitzvah with the atzmai, or if they're all four one mitzvah. So you see Mefurish there, that being the din of Ma'akvin Zezer, ain't a Ma'akvin Zezer, it's totally if it's one mitzvah or if it's four mitzvahs. So Dr. Bishlai Melech the Rambam, has a special drush over here from Sefri, that's Mechadish, that even though there ain't a Ma'akvin Zezer, but still it's one mitzvah. Oh, but Dr. Melech the Bahag is saying, Misvara, that who had done by tefillin, any time that it's inyan echad, it's considered one mitzvah, even though there ain't Ma'akvin Zezer. So why are we toiler by Arba'at Tzitzis, the din of Ma'akvin, if it's one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? Chayri, even later Bishmol, that holds Eina Makvi says that each konaf is its own mitzvah. Eina Makvi says Melchayr should still be one mitzvah because it's Inyan Echad. As I reflect the Kinnah Sefer and Baib Shvar and the Shittas of Bahag, that Inyan Echad makes everything into one mitzvah. In the Sefer Leiv Sameach and the Sefer of Mitzvahs, he learns in the Shittas of Rambam, he says the Rambam held like the chilik that the Ramban suggested, that there's a chilik if it's one ma'isa or if it's two ma'isim. But tefillin, since it's two separate ma'isim, that's why it's two mitzvahs, even though it's inyan echad. Shenke mitzitzes, where it's miskayim with one levisha, that makes it one mitzvah because it's ma'isa echad. So the Eid Ramban's kasha, the man asked from Kriyash Mashachas Varvis and Tomid Shachas and Ben Arbaim, Ktairus Shachas and Ben Arbaim, that you see, even though they're two ma'isim, the Rambam counts it for one mitzvah. He says that's not doim. Over there, it's two ma'isim, it's a repetition of the same ma'isa. It's the exact same ma'isa again, just the Torah says to do it at two times. Vashayin kein, by tzitzis and by tefillin, with the shalosh and shalyad, there's two different types of ma'isim, two different ma'isim over there. The two ma'isim is mechalik into two mitzvahs. Vashayin kein, when you just repeat the same ma'isa at two zmanim, that's not mechalik into two mitzvahs. That's a shita from Leif Sameach and the Rambam. Taisvis Bayas and Amabez says that Taisvis starts off the Pashtas that this Shaila, if it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, is Tali Gufa and Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Like the Rambam says, would be the Svara, if not for the Sefri, that if the Ma'akvin says, then that means it's one mitzvah, according to Rebbe, Taisvis is one mitzvah, Shenki is Taisvis later Rabbanon, each one is a mitzvah of Ne'atzmai, because see that in Ma'akvin says, they could do one without the other. Just like we had the Tliya and the Bishmol and the Tanakama by Arba Tzitzia, the Akvin says, Keveya, it's one mitzvah not. That's what Tayyus starts with the Pashtas, and the Rosh over there stays like that, that it's Tali and Rebbe and the Rabbanon, if it's one mitzvah, each one's a mitzvah with Ne'atzme. Tayyus' Lamaisa adds in, Umiyu Nira, Tayyus says, according to what we came out, that we're Noig like Shittas Rashi, that when we don't have Tchelas, we put four Chutim of Lavan. We don't just wear the same two chutim of lavan that we wear when we have tchelas. So that means that the lavan substitutes the chelak at tchelas in the mitzvah. Taisus from that, it's nearer that even according to Rabbanon, it's chad mitzvah ninu. It's a different type of einam akvin zez over here. Einam akvin zez means that you don't do that oifen of the mitzvah of tchelas, and you do that same mitzvah, you mekayim fully with lavan instead of half with tchelas and half with lavan. So Taisus, according to that side of Rashi, that you have to replace the two tchelas with two lavan, then like that it's mistaver that it's one mitzvah. It's not diving into other things that Einam Akvin says it. Etzem din in the Mishnah, that lavan Einam Akvin is a tchelas, tchelas Einam Akvin is a lavan, which means if someone doesn't have one, he goes and wears the beged with the other one. So, Akta Shagasaye in Simil Lamed Beis, that from this Mishnah you see a big yisayt. See from this Mishnah that there's no Isser, the Torah never gave an Isser to wear a beged of Dalet Kampus without tzitzis. Just the pshat is, it's a mitzvah on someone that wears Dalet Kampus, the Torah's matl on him a mitzvah, the Torah put on him a mitzvah to go and put tzitzis on it. Like the Mordechai we mentioned, the Mordechai gives the mashal, the mitzvah's mezuzah. If somebody has a bias, he has a mitzvah to put on a mezuzah. It doesn't mean that the Torah asked living in a bayis without a mezuzah. It means that when someone has a bayis, now he's nichnas in the chiyuv. He has on him the chiyuv of that mitzvah to put on a mezuzah. But let's say, l'mashal, the guy cannot get a mezuzah, he's an oinus. So then he lives in the house, he doesn't put on a mezuzah, he's a mitzvah, he's an oinus on the mitzvah. You're not going to say that there's an isser for him to live in the house. No one asked him to live in the house, go live in a different house. There's no isser. The Torah never gave an isser to live in a house without a mezuzah. When someone has a house, he's neschayv and mitzvah mezuzah. So, the Mordechai, it's the same side by tzitzis. The Torah didn't say Isser wearing dalet kampus without tzitzis. If someone that has dalet kampus is chal on him a chiv tzitzis. He has a chiv, a mitzvah tzitzis. Meila, Zokta Mordechai, if someone's a anus on it, he's a anus on mitzvah tzitzis. It's a lack of a kiyam asay. It's not a question of being machnis yourself into being over an isser asay. Zok the Shagas Aye, you see that from our Mishnah, it's before Shana Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, a tchelis ain't a makvis alavan, which means if you don't have tchelis, you put on the beged of dalet kampus, and you wear it with lavan, like we do. We wear the beged of dalet kampus with lavan. If to be an isser to wear a beged of dalet kampus without tzitzis, which means without tchelis and lavan, So how could you put on the beged? If you don't have tcheles, you don't have the availability to be machshir this beged. So it should be also to wear the beged. Don't wear the beged. Wear a beged that doesn't have the alt kamfas. So you see from here, ain't shum misura bilvishas a beged. It's just chiser mitzvah. It's a question of being chaser mitzvah. And male, if you don't have it, you don't have it. With this, the Shagasai goes in his chaylik on Taisas, Nivam, Mistav Tzadi. I think more discusses over there a beged, a sadin, that the chacham and pater from tzitzis, medereis, it's chayv and tzitzis, and the chacham and pater from tzitzis. More is talking about yesh koyach, v'yad chacham lakadovim and atayra, that the chacham have a koyach in certain times to be oikar dovim and atayra. So more says it's only b'shev al tasa. More says all these cases that the chacham oikar dovim and atayra is shev al tasa. They're not telling you to go b'kum v'asei, to go negate what it says in the Torah. They're just telling you to sit and not do something which the Torah required you to do. In fact, Tais is the kasha. Why is tzitzis considered shev al tasa? The chayr, when he puts on the beged, he's being oiver b'yadayim on what the Torah says, that a beged of dal kamfas you can only wear with tzitzis. And for Tais is that the mitzvah is not chal on him until after he's wearing the beged. It says in the pasuk, Asher techasebo, the Tois is the drosha of Asher techasebo, is mashma beggar that you're wearing already, the Torah is mechayiv you to put on tzitzis. So it comes out, the Tois is shev al tasa, at the time he put it on, he wasn't mechayiv yet in the mitzvah tzitzis. So when he did the ma'isa levisha, he wasn't mechayiv yet in the mitzvah tzitzis, he's first mechayiv later. At that time, it's a shev al tasa that he's not going and putting tzitzis on it. And that Tois is asks, it says that someone that's wearing klayim and he found out after he's wearing it, that's called, he's being over b'kum v'asei to continue wearing it. In fact, Tais says, what do you mean at the time of the Levisha, he didn't know? Now that he knows, it's only shev al tasa to continue wearing it. Tais over there is different by klayim because he really did the iser b'shas to Levisha. He just didn't know about it. So he's finding out now that the ikir Levisha was b'iser. Masha enkein, by tzitzis, where the drosh asher techasa, but tells us that a person is first nischayiv after he's wearing it. So the mele of Tais says, the chiyuv first started afterwards, so that's called b'shev al tasa. This is not going and putting tzitzis on it, because the ma'isa levisha was before the chiyuv. Me'il Tais says, Shver, why do we say in the Loshna Bracha l'sa'atev, the chayr at the time of the ituv, he wasn't mechuyiv yet in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only after he's wearing it. Dr. Shagas Aryeh is mashma from Tais, the whole Tais, and the way Tais medame to klayim, that Tais understood that there's an iser to wear a beged without tzitzis. And the Isra only starts after you're wearing the beged. He's not neschayiv yet in it before he puts on the beged. Therefore, it's considered a sheval tasa. Otherwise, Tais would consider it a kumbasei, putting on the beged. Dr. Shagasai, it's not that way. It's not an Isra b'chlal here. It's just a lack of a kiyum mitzvah, like the Mardechai's marshal from Mezuzah. The Mimele, even if he's neschayiv in it before he does the Levisha, but the Levisha is not a Levisha asura. It's just he has on him, with the Levisha, it's chal on him a choiv to put tzitzis on it, and it's a lack of being mekayim, that mitzvah saseh. But there's no issa here in the Levisha. Mele says you could learn not like Tosis, that he's neschayiv right away, not to say Asher Techas is neschayiv later. And Mele wants to answer Tosis Kashu, the bracha l'satev, that the person is takim a choiv before the ituv, he doesn't become neschayiv only later, he's neschayiv even before the ituv. Dr. Shagasai, it's an afkamina when the person should make the bracha. He says, according to Tosfos, he should only make the bracha after he's wearing the talis, because before that he's not mechuyev yet in the mitzvah. Masha'enkein, Dr. Shagasai, according to him, you're mechuyev in the mitzvah right away. You're mechuyev in the mitzvah with the levisha. He's mechuyev that this levisha should be with tzitzis. That's the mitzvah saseh. So at the time of the levisha right away, he has on a mechuyev. So mele, he should make the bracha before he's mesatif in it. That's the Oivel HaSiyasa, to do it before the mitzvah. Gemara starts off, Leiva Mestisim like Rebbe. The Mishnah says, Einam HaKeves, Tcheles Einam HaKeves Salom, and it's not like Rebbe, it says, Ma'akvin says, the Gemara says, Ateret, Zom Rabbi Namarava, Filu Temer Rebbe, Linitzuchel Lekadim. The Mishnah is not talking about if you only have one min, that you should do that min by itself. The Mishnah means, the person has both minim, but he changed the Seder. The Torah says, mitzvah lahaktim, the Gemara brings a brisa, mitzvah lahaktim, lovin latcheles. The mitzvah is to do the lovin first. The lovin is deker mitzvah. Mitzvah is to do the lovin first. And memela, the Mishnah is saying, if he was mishan in a seder, and he did the tcheles first, that it's not ma'akiv, and it's still kosher. The Hainu Rashita explains, in Eis Gimel, Shem Rashi, that the Kedima we're talking about here is putting the chut through the neck of putting it into the baget, being toich of the chut, running the string through the hole of the baget, that itself, there's a seder, which one to do first, even before the kshira, before anything, how you toich of the chut in the baget, there's a seder, which one to do first. Talk to Mishkan, Asayinkim, Chuvus Mishkan, Asayinkim, Seif Simon Tazayin. You see from here, big aside, that he dons over there, when he gave the sugya of Tassav Leiman Osoy, that the Gemara talks that if someone makes tzitzis with four chutim attached, and then he goes and cuts the end of the chutim to make them into the eight that we need, it's no good because Tassav Leiman Osoy B'shas Asiyah, it was made with psul. What happens if he cut it before he did the kshira, before he tied the ksharim and the chulyos around the tzitzis? If he went and he cut the chutim before he did the kshira, but after he was ready toich of it in the beged, after he ran it through the nekev, is that called tasav leiman also? Is that called that they were nasa b'psul? Dr. Mishkan Asyankiv, you see from our Gemara that the Gemara has a seder that you have to be makdim the blav into the tchelis, and the key of being makdim the blav into the tchelis is in the tchiva and the beged. So you see the tchiva and the beged is already the tchila, is already the aschol of the asiyas atzitzis. So meila, that asiyah already has to be behechsher when the chutim are separated. The emphasis in the bi'ar halacha, in the din of lishma, in simin yudalid, is the halacha that tzitzis have to be made lishma, shitz haramam, that just means that the chutim have to be spun, the tviya of the chutim have to be lishma, but the sheet of the other rishonim is that the kshira has to be lishma, the tzitzis have to be made on the beged lishma, they have to be tied onto the beged lishma, and the kshiras have to be made lishma. The bir halacha brings a shayla b'shem d'achronim, the primogodim, and others, if the tchiva has to be lishma, the tliya, just putting it through the beged, he says the lashon of Rabbi Yosef is that hanging it in the neck of already has to be lishma. Even before the kshira, it's not enough that he did the ksharim lishma, that hanging it in the beged, being tailored in the beged itself, already has to be lishma. So you see also this inyan, that the tchiva is the beginning of asiyas atzitzis, the chazanish and simen gimel, oisid aleph, taka is brings a raya from the awas sugya, that you see that the tchiva is the beginning of asiyah. Maybe that's only when there's tchelis, benegay the seder of love with tchelis. Bottom, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That there's a din in the tchiva, like the Shita says. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin has a different taitch of the Gemara here. The Rambam says the Gemara's lahaktim is in the krichis when he winds around the chutim around the chelik hagadil, around the first chelik of the tzitzis, and he winds the chutim around. There's a seder that the first kricha, the kricha closest to the beged, should be with lavan. That's what the Gemara means, lahaktim lavan latchelis. And the Rambam says, v'loma yascha b'lavan, kadeshi yisamach l'kon of mina. Not like Rashi says, because lavan is the ikar mitzvah. The Rambam says the reason is that the min of the beged, which is the lavan, should be close to the beged, to the kon of the beged. So mainly he starts off the kricha with the beged. So the Rambam's tam obviously only applies according to the way he learned the Gemara. According to Rashi, that was saying a seder, how you should run them through the nekev, has nothing to do with being closer to the beged. Rambam is saying that the first kricha should be a kricha of lavan. The first time you go around should be with the lavan, because the first circle that's close to the beged should be the same min as the beged. Preskrov, daik to Rambam. The Rambam had a different sheet here in the Gemara. And he says the Rambam is a shitase, because the Rambam's sheet is Rashi, and tells us all that lavan and tchelas is two chutim lavan, two chutim tchelas. The Rambam's sheet is that the seven we have, out of the eight strings that we have, seven are lavan and one is tchelas, which means it's really only one half of a chut. The eight strings are four chutim folded in half. So one half of a chut, you die with tchelas. That's the kiyum of tchelas. So like the Rambam, it's impossible to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the Kedima is, you should put the Chut of Lavan before the Chutim of Tchelis, because there is no Chut of Tchelis. The Chut of Tchelis is only a half a Chut of the Chut of Lavan. So maybe the Rambam had to learn a different pshat, that it's going on the Kedima in the Seder of the Kricha, of the going around with the Chut.
So the Briskerov, like the Rambam's Miyushiv, Tais asks a cash on a base. The Gemara says, Ilay Mechisa mitzvah, the love of Makai mitzvah, the Chalas. The Gemara says, when you did it, Shalaika Sidron, you were lacking in the kiyum of the mitzvah of Lovon. It's Chisa mitzvah, the love of Makai mitzvah, the Chalas. Tais asks, Lachaira, the Lash and the Shver, it should be just the opposite. What he did wrong was he did the Chalas, Shalaika said it. The Chalas was done, Shalaika Halacha. It's a problem in the Chalas. The Chalas is supposed to go after the Lovon. And he did it before the Lovans. He did the Tcheles Shloik Halacha. Of a later Rambam, that the Ikir Kpei there is, that should be Samach L'Konof Mina, that the Lovan should be next to the Beged. The Beged should have its min, close to the Beged. So that's what Mishnah said. That's the Gemara saying, Chisa Mitzvah the Lovan. It's a Chasaran in the Kiyim of Lovan. They didn't have that Maila of being Samach L'Konof Mina. But there's nothing wrong with the way he did the Tcheles. Mara continues that Amabez, Amarava Le Nitzuchel Le Gadumin, that the Mishnah, according to Rabbi, is coming to tell us the din of Gadumin. The Gadum Tcheles Vekoi Lovim, the Gadum Lovim Vekoi Tcheles Lassamba. If the Tcheles got chopped down to less than the shear, you could still be Machshir Lovon of the Tzitzis. And if the Lovon got chopped down to less than the shear, you could still be Machshir Tcheles of the Tzitzis. As the Mishnah means, that the Ena Makvin says that. But if one of them is missing totally, then it is ma'akev that shitas Rabbi. Big machlokes Rishonim had to learn this Gemara. Tosis starts off the first pshat that the Gemara means to say he said that there's a hechsher called gadumim, that even though in the tchilas asher we need yud beis gaidlim, the shear machlokes Rishonim later what the shear is, whatever the shear is paskin machatchili yud beis gaidlim. But that's the Tchilas Asher. Later on, there's a Shir of Shiori Mitzvah when the Gadumim, when there's something left, Kedea Niva, it could still remain Kasher. Of Zakti Gemara, that's B'tanai, that the other Min is B'shleimus. It means if you have the Tchilas is chopped down to Gadumim, to Kedea Niva, it will be Kasher as long as the Lovan is B'shleimus. If the Lovan is chopped down to Gadum, Kedea Niva will be kosher as long as the Tchelis is B'Shleimus. That's what Tosis learns in the first shot. That's the Gemara saying. So Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam, and according to this pshat, Bisman Hazeh, that we don't have two Minim, we don't have Tchelis, but we do four Chutim, two as Lovan, and two as a replacement for the Tchelis, two as substituting for the two of Tchelis. So in order for the Gadumim to be kosher, it has to be that there are at least two whole ones, two that are b'shleimus still with the shear. So you could say that one min is still kayim. Whichever two chutim are left, you could say that one min is still kayim, and the other two are b'makom of the other min. That other min could be kosher with gadumim. Taisa says l'chayim that only works like shitas Rabbi. The Rabbi holds the ma'akvin says that it's one mitzvah. So if one mitzvah is a svara, that one min can be mashlim the other one. Shenke later abonon, it's ein ma'akvin zezeh, means two mitzvahs. So it's not a svara that one mitzvah should be mashlim for the other mitzvah. And the Rosh Taka stays like that. The Rosh stays with that tain of Tosis that this Gemara is only true according to Rabbi. But la locha, according to Rabbanon, we don't go with this Gemara because according to Rabbanon, it doesn't help one mitzvah for the other mitzvah because they're two totally separate things. So ein ma'akvin zezeh. Tosis himself puts in a line that maybe according to the fact that we go with Shittas Rashi, even later Rabbanon, you need four, then maybe that's a raya, that's a simon, like we spoke, that it is one mitzvah really, even later Rabbanon. But the Rosh stays with the Tain of Tosfos, that this Gemara is not gepaskin to halacha, and that's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't pask like this Gemara, that the Din Gadumim does not help according to Rabbanon. It doesn't help the two should be mashlim for the other two. Second sheet of Tosis is that this din of Kedea Niva that the Gemara says that Shiori Mitzvah is a smaller shear of Kedea Niva, that could be even all four chutim, the Tai Tzitzis could go down to Kedea Niva. The Gemara over here that says that it's totally if one of them, one min is b'shleimus, that's when the min that was cut down legamri. It was nifsak down to a kol shu, it wasn't even left a shear of Kedea Niva. Is in such a case, it helps that the other one is still b'shleimus. And that didn't also taste as toil in Rabbi and the Rabbanon. This svara, of one being b'shleim is helping for the other one only helps according to Rebbe that it's one mitzvah. According to Rabbanan that it's two mitzvahs, it doesn't help. The Rosh paskins with this second sheet of Tosfos that Kedei Aniva could be across all the chutim, akasher with Kedei Aniva, and that's without the other min being mashlamit, so that will hold true even according to Rabbanan that don't have the svar of one min being mashlam the other. But when one or two chutim are nifsek legamri, then the Gemara is saying a svara that the fact that one min is b'shleimus could be mashlam the other min, and that svara is only true like Rebbe and not according to Rabbanan. So maybe the Rosh goes out la'alacha from the Gemara, which is the first sheet in Mechaber, that the didan that we pass like the Rabbanan, it doesn't help when one chut is nifsek legamri, the fact that the others are b'shleimus, because that's only a svara in Rebbe. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't help. So one chut nifsek legamri passes the whole tzitzis. She'en kein, the din of Kedei Aniva, they could all the chutim could go down to Kedei Aniva because that has nothing to do with one min being mashlim the other ones. And the Gemara is just being medam. Taisa says the din of Kedei Aniva, but the word doesn't mean it's mamish that halacha. Taisa speaks out in the first sheet of the Menatam that Bazmana said that we don't have tchelis. We look at it that two are b'makim the tchelis and two are b'makim the lavan. Therefore, if you have two b'shleimus, you could say that one min is kayim b'shleimus, and mashlam for the other min that was nishtai or shir of kedei aniva. The biskrov is very much niskash in Taisis. He says it's sarchin. What does Taisis mean? But we don't have two min. And when we put the four chutim of lavan, it's not b'makim tchelis that you could say that one min is kayim b'shleimus. There are no two minim anymore. Other Rabbi Taisan Amar Aleph asked, why do we have to put four chutim? We should just put the two chutim of Lavan. And Taisan said that there's a drasha of Gedilim, which is Mechayiv, that b'chol oifin there should always be four chutim. But upon we only have a kiyim of Lavan, we don't have any kiyim of Tcheles. So what does Taisan mean? That one min is kayim b'shleimus, when we have two chutim kayim, that those two chutim are b'makim the chutim Tcheles. It's Tzorchi and the Kavan of Taisan then. That's the Lashon of the Maria Buav that the Beis Yosef brings here in Siman Yud Beis. Mefurish, she says Barichas that the Nekuda is that we look at it, two of them as the Tcheles Chutim and two of them as the Lavan Chutim. And Mele we down that each, if there are two Chutim left, that those two are one min b'shleimus. Skrov is learns over here a different pshat in Shitas Taisvis. He says that the Gemara starts off with going in Rebbe to hold Ma'akvin Zezeh. The Mishnah says, Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh. Gemara says, Le'nitzuchel le'gadumen. Skrov says the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara means to say that even though Gadumim is not a shear, so if let's say the Tcheles got cut down to a shear of Kedei Aniv, you have less than a shear, so you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah's Tcheles. But there's enough of Tcheles here that it shouldn't be Ma'akim on the Mitzvah's Lovin. Rebbe has a halacha that the two are ma'akev each other and you can't be mekayim one if the other one is not here. So on that thing we're saying gadumim, there's enough of Hashem tcheles here the negay that it shouldn't be ma'akev on the lovan. The same thing if the lovan is cut down and tcheles is b'shleimus, that there's enough of Hashem lovan here that it shouldn't be ma'akev on the tcheles. In other words, b'chiyai gav the Rebbe is going to have a halacha that one is not ma'akev the other because you have something of that Shem. Is enough that you have the key mitzvah of love and tchelas, even though you weren't really mekayim the mitzvah of tchelas itself, was missing the shir. But in the gate of love on, there is a makom for the key and a love on, because there is somewhat of a tchelas involved here. That's how Biskrov understands the Gemara. Mele says the pshat later Rabbanan that you need four chutim of love on. It's not the pshat that one min is b'shleimus and therefore it's being mashlam for the other min. Like we said from Biskrov, there are no two minim anymore. Just the pshat is, he says, Taiz asks really, and I'm an aleph, why do we need four chutim b'chlal lit rabbanon? Taiz says, there's a drash of gedilim, that there has to be, b'chol oifin, the kiyam of tzitzis has to be with gedilim, that there are four chutim, there are four strands. That's the kiyam of tzitzis. Besides for lovin and tchelis, the shem of tzitzis has to be with gedilim. So, Dr. Biskarov, the Gemara is saying that gadumim is enough, even though you don't have the shear, so you weren't mekayim, the mitzvah, with those two that were chopped down to kedei aniva. Even though you weren't Mekai in the Mitzvah with them, but it's enough that the Tzitzis has Hashem Gedilim. So maybe the other two that still do have the Shir, the other two that are Beshleim and Sreshir, you can be Mekayim with them the mitzvah, because these tzitzis are tzitzis of Gedilin. Just the Gemara is being Medama, just like Rebbe, it's considered somewhat of a Tcheles, that you don't have any more the din, the Tcheles Ma'akavis Alavan, that you don't say that there's no such thing as a Kiyum of Lavan without any Tcheles, because there is a Tcheles involved here in the tzitzis, even though you don't have enough Tcheles to be Mekayim, the mitzvah's Tcheles, but it's enough that there's no Ikuv on the Lavan, because there is episode tchelis in the tzitzis here, that the Gemara is being medame that who adin for the Shem gedilim, that even though you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs tzitzis, the mitzvahs lovon with those two that are chopped down to kedei aniva, but it's enough that the other two that are b'shleimus is shayach for them to be called the tzitzis of gedilim, because the Shem gedilim is miskayim with this, that there's something left with the gedumim. Just like the Gemara saw in Rebbe, that's enough that it shouldn't be ma'akev on the other one. And Biskarov goes even further, and he says that the Gemara held that if Rebbe's saying that having somewhat of a tcheles is enough, that there shouldn't be a din of tcheles being ma'akev on the lavan, then the Gemara held in Svara, you shouldn't even need kedei aniva for that. It should be enough of a mashu tcheles, as long as you have something of tcheles here. So the Gemara is saying from the fact that you need kedei aniva, in order for it not to be ma'akiv on the lavan, it must be that's not mitzad the shem tcheles, that's mitzad the din gedilim. That in order to have a shem of four chutim, it has to have a shear of kedei aniva. Meila, that's what Gemara took out of Rebbe, this din, that gedilim is miskayim with kedei aniva. Because even in Rebbe himself, when Rebbe's saying that tcheles is not ma'akiv on the lavan when it's kedei aniva, the shear of kedei aniva is not mitzad the shem tcheles. Tzad the shem tcheles like to prescribe would be enough for a mashu. Just you need the shear kedei aniva because the etzem tzitzis has to be a tzura of four gedilim. So from that the Gemara could take that part of Rebbe's din and use that even for the rabbanon, that when the rabbanon have a din that you need four chutim to be mekayim the shem gedilim in the tzitzis, the shear to be called gedilim is kedei aniva. That's the Gemara saw in Rebbe's din. Biskrov himself, for his eyes, in the Shirim, the way they bring it, that the Lashon Taisis at the end, that's Toila, if two mitzvahs and one mitzvah, and Lashon Rosh, one mitzvah being mashed for the other mitzvah, it's not mashed like that, and it's Sochin, exactly what the Gedder is in Shitas Taisis. Mordechai in Simon Tov Kufla Mites asks on the first sheet of Taisis and the Beritam, that whenever we find the shear of Shiori Mitzvah, we find the other mitzvahs by Ezov and by the shear of Tzuis of Tefillin, that there's one shear given, Lechatchila, how much a shear has to be, and then there's another shear, a smaller shear, if you had the shear Lechatchila and then it was cut down. You always find that that's enough by itself. How come over here, according to Ben Tam, was saying that the shear of Kedei Aniva by itself can't be Machshir, it's only Aidei, the Siyua, that you have the other Min Bishlemus. If the other min is not b'shleimus, if all rechutim, the tzitzis go down to kedei aniva, we can't be machshir with the shear shiori mitzvah of gadumim. In fact, the Mordechai, you never find that whenever it's given a second shear for shiori mitzvah by tzuas tefillin and by gadumi ezev, by ezev by chatos by paraduma, there's always a tchilas shear, and the shear of shirayim is that if you had the shear of tchilas, miskayim with that. Why over here do we have to have a sophist tonight? That the secondary shear only works together with the fact that the other min is b'shleimus helps it out. The chayyut zok there, it should be like the second sheet of Taisus, that even if all of them go down to kedei aniva, that's the klal. When you have a shear of shirayim, if you had the shear mitchila, you could be yoytze at the end with the shear shirayim. Sefer Arts Achayim here from the Malbim and Simon Yud Beis, he says another chiddush, that the Rosh later in the sugya of Sadim Betzitzis brings a Eter, Chiddush Tekashitis a Eter, that even though we don't have Tcheles Bezman Hazeh, but the two Chutim, that have a Makom Tcheles have to be made out of Tzemer Davka, the Chutim of Lavan and Akasher from any Min, we'll see later, at least from the Min of the Beged for sure, but the two Chutim of Tcheles, which the definition of Tcheles means Davka Tzemer, which is dyed with Tzev of Tcheles. So even though we don't have the tzeva, that chelik and akim of tchelis, that those two chutim have to at least be made out of tzemer. So if they have at least two chutim made out of tzemer, that's shitas ha'iter, which is a yechidah in the Rishonim. According to the iter, Zokta Artsachayim, that it comes out to be about the whole Yisrael of Tosis is that you need two chutim should be left shleimim in order to be machshir, the other two that were cut down, is that we consider that as if one min is shalim, because two are b'makim tcheles. So it's going to have to be that those two of the tzemer were left shleimim. But if the one shalim was from tzemer and one was from the other minim, you won't have the hechshir here of gadumim, because you can't dan that one min is shalim. It's only when the two of tzemer are shalim, then you dan kilur tcheles is shalim. According to the second sheet of Tosfos, there's two halachas that must bar from the Gemara here. One halach is that you can have a kadea niva in all the chutim. And the second halach is that when two chutim are nifsek more than kadea niva, then the nifsek legamri, you could be machshir them if the other two are b'shleimus. And that second halacha is only late Rebbe, like we spoke from the Rosh, late Rabbanon, you can't be machshir the ones who are nifsek, and that's the way it's pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch, on that halacha, says a mechudesh to Kepshatye, why it's told in Rebbe and the Rabbanon. He doesn't have this idea that it sounds like from Tosfos that one min being Sholem is mashlim the other min. He says that the Yisoidus to Kemachloikis Rebbe and the Rabbanon here. According to Rebbe, that Tcheles and Lavan are both Ma'akev, then it was never Nemer a din of Dalet Chutim. The Torah never said a din of four Chutim. What the Torah said is that you need a kiyum of Lavan and a kiyum of Tcheles, and each one is a kiyum with two chutim. Masha'enki leit Rabbonon, that hold that it's not ma'akev to have Tcheles and Lavan, so the ikir kpeida, the ikir kuva in the mitzvah is dalet chutim. So leit Rabbonon was nemar a shir of dalet chutim. So mainly you can't be machshir with the fact that there's some anisha sholim, because you don't have dalet chutim l'maisa. Masha'enki leit Rebbe, that was never nemer a din of Tal Chutin, was just nemer a din of Lovin and Tcheles, and that it's shayach to be machshir by Gadumin, that if it got cut down, there's a soif shir which is less, and it can be machshir Gadumin. There's a shita in the Achroinim, the Lvush, the Iraba, to be mevar all these halachas, the shir Gadumin, and how one is mashlim for the other. The Lvush says the Menatayr, there's no shir to tzitzis bechlal. Even a chut kolshu, as long as there are some chutim on the corner for a beged, there's no shear on the length of the chut. The whole shear of Yud Beis Gaidlum, all the shiurim that we have, are all midrabanon because of noi tzitzis, male drabanon or keveya, that if it started that way and later on was niskatzer, they weren't mechayiv you to fix it, to put it back to the shear. And but tonight, that at least you have minna echad sholim. These are all shiurim, the Chazal with Keveya and the Noit Tzitzis, that's Shittas HaLevush, and other Achreinim. Chayodim is Mitzadeid, that Akoponim the Shir Kedei Aniva should at least be Mideraisa. Pashtas HaLoshna Mordechai, which tells it too to the Shir Shiari Mitzvah by Gadume Ezoiv, and by other things, would sound like Steraisa Dika, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, a Shir from Shirayim, but Akoponim the Kama Chayim that learn that that's the Yisrael of the Sugir, with the ice of the Shir is Bekolshu, and all the Shirim and Rabbanon, the Shir Mitchilase, and the Shir Gadumim. Mitz Yosef is Mestapik, the Shir Kedei Aniva in the Gemara. It has to be Kedei Aniva on one side, or it can be Mitzar from both sides. We have the Chutim unfolded over, one half comes down on each side. It could be Mitzarif, the Kedei Aniva, that you have a half of Kedei Aniva on each side, and that Chut. There's left a Kedei Aniva, or that doesn't have a Shem Kedei Aniva, it has to be Kedei Aniva in one Makim. Mishe Yosef stays by a Sofik in that. The Kemoshe says a Chiddush in Ois Gimel, that there's an Afkemina in this, he wants to learn up into the Lashon HaTor, Shver Lashon of the Tor. There's an Afkemina in this between the first Pshat and Tosis and the second Pshat and Tosis. According to Ben Tam, the first Pshat and Tosis, it's enough Kedei Aniva can be mitzarif to both sides, because the Ikir Hechsher is I day that the other min is shalim. The only reason why you can eat kedei aniva is just that there should be some type of chut over here. Without a chut at all, you can't be machshir. So for that, it's enough to mitzarif both sides together. Shenke, like according to the Ri, that you can be machshir even if all the chutim are kedei aniva. It means there's a sheer hechshir of kedei aniva b'sayfai. It's not the tchilas sheer. There's a sheer hechshir of kedei aniva b'sayfai. So like that, there's a certain shir chashivas of kedei aniva. You can't be mitzarif to kedei aniva from the both sides. Shenkel leiter ben atam, it's just that there should be some type of a chut left. You can be machshay day the shleimus of the other two. That's Rut Ziv from the Darke Moshe in Ois Gimel Ayin Shah. Mishnah Berurah brings here in Sifkot and Beis that since we have here two shiurim, one shiur betchilo, how big the tzitzis has to be, and we have the shiur gadumim b'seifoi, if a person is going to go and take these tzitzis that were cut down to the shiur kedei aniva, the shiur gadumim, and put them onto a different baguette, that's already considered betchilo. It's only a seif shiur b'negei, this same baguette that once had a shiur. But to start on a new baguette, it's like you're starting from betchilo, and you can't be machshir with gadumim. Is an interesting shaila in the Achreinim and Kvege in Simon Yud Aleph in the new Gulyonis. Kvege has a suffix that what if you put it back in the same baguette? If you took it off the baguette and you're putting it back on the same baguette, maybe since it's the same baguette, it's not considered like a Tchil Sasiya. You could still don the Sefer Shir. The Artes Achayim from the Malbim is Machmer in that. It says even to the same baguette. Maisa, if you're making the tzitzis mechadosh, that's not considered gadumim, and you have to have the tchilas shir hechsher tzitzis. And Gay, what the shir of kedei aniva is, Biralocha brings from Derech HaChayim, he says the shir kedei aniva is dalet gaidlim. Biralocha very strongly disagrees with it. He says it's impossible, because Shita will see later the shir tzitzis. Shita v'lad rishonim is the mitchila. The whole shir is dalad goydlim. We're machmer on the shitas of yud beis goydlim. Shita v'lad rishonim is that the mitchila is dalad goydlim. So how can he say it? That the shirayim is called dalad goydlim. The Biralocha says we don't know exactly what the shir is, but it's definitely not more than beis goydlim. It has to be at least less than half of the shir if we're calling that kadumim. Definitely not more than Beis Goydlim. And Frat, it's Machoik to show him what Kedei Aniva means. Shailan the Mordechai means to go around all the chutim, or just to go around the one chut itself. It just means the one chut itself is definitely not that big. Kaponim, he says Tzorachi and what the shir is, but he says it's Zichanat Yoser from Shtei Goydlim. The end of the Amen, Toysis, the Vimascha Kedei Laonvam. We have here Machoik to Rashi Toysis, what the shir of Kedei Aniva is. Taisa says, "Mitoich pirusha kuntris is mashma that the shir kedei aniva has to be after the kesher achrein." Means we have two parts of the tzitzis. The Gemara is going to talk later: the chelik apsil and the chelik agadil. It's the beginning part which is woven together, which is wound around, and then there's the part that hangs down, which is the chelik apsil. Rashi is saying that in order to have the kiyum of kedei aniva, there has to be a kedei aniva left from the chelik apsil, from after the last kesher, from the part that hangs loose, that's where it has to be a kedei aniva. I mean, even though the original shir of yud beis goydlim, or whatever the tchilas shir is, the tchilas shir in tzitzis is the total of the gedil and the psil together, from the beginning of the first kesher near the beged, up until the end of the chutim that are hanging. But the evidik shir of kedei aniva means that there's at least a kedei aniva left in the chelik and chutim of the psil that are hanging. Taisus chelik. Taisus says that you could have kedei aniva starting from the first kesher, from right after the beged. The kedei aniva could start from there, and even that is enough to be machshir the seif hashir. The b'chanan v'asaman in kovet shiurim chelik beis simach of dalid is mevayer machloek as Rashi Taisus here. That Rashi holds that the din we find shir gadumim, we find by other places, like we said, by Ezev, by other places, that when the Torah gives a shir and a mitzvah, there could be a shiari mitzvah, which is smaller. That's only when all you're missing is the shir. When all you're missing is the shir, then you could say that the shir is less when you had the shir mitchila. But when you're missing the whole chelik of the psil, and all you have left is gedil, then it comes out you're missing more than the shir. You're missing in the tzura of the mitzvah, you're missing one of the tenayim in the mitzvah. I mean, again, then we don't find that there's a difference between chilasi and mesayfe. Chilasi and mesayfe is only nebam and again a shir. But not that we're not mevater on dinim, on ike dinim in the mitzvah, because you had them with chilasi, that you don't have to have them mesayfe. And the re, it seems the re holds that even when you get this, you could have a din of gadumim. If you had the full tzura, the tzitzis, b'tchilasai, then b'soifa, you don't have to have the gedil and psil. You could have, you don't have to have that key and b'soifa, as long as you had that key and b'tchilosai. You have to be mazbin the reed. That even the gedil and psil is all just part of being meskayim the chutei atzitzis in the kanav. That's how it has meskayim the chutei atzitzis in the kanav. As long as there's somewhat of a chutim left at the end, even though it doesn't have that setup of psil and gedil, that's also nichol on the din of shirayim of a mitzvah, that it could be meskayim the mitzvah b'soifai if the chutim kaldu, because they all add up to one kiyum of chutei atzitzis, that's the oifen had a chutei atzitzis have to be set up. And that is a din of gadumim, that the chutei atzitzis b'soifam a meskayim even with a mashu, with a shir kaldu.
Chabe paskins in this machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, it's of Gimel, Minig HaOlam, Kerashi, Heichad le'efshe, Yeshtus Mechari, Minig HaOlam, Mr. Machmir, like Rashi, that you have to have a Kadea Neva left after the last Kesher from the Chelik of the Psil of B'Shas HaTchak, Heichad le'efshe, Kibisay Mechanari, have even a Kadea Neva left from the beginning of the Tzitzis. It's an interesting eitzah that Berheitiv brings. Other chayim say it also, that someone who taka only has like the re, he doesn't have anything left from the psil. All he has left is the gedil, so he should unwind the chutei hagedil, unwind the kriches that go around the gedil, and undo some of the ksharim, and leave just the bottom kesher, which is ma'akiv, the kesher that's near the beged, which is ma'akiv. Like we'll have a next Gemara. So Mamela, he has a chelik of the tzitzis gedil, and he has a chelik of the tzitzis psil. So this way it comes out, even like Chitas Rashi, that holds, you have to have a kadeh aniva from the psil. He made the part that used to be gedil, he made partly into psil. So now he has a chelik psil, and he can be yaitz to the kadeh aniva with that chelik. And the fact that he doesn't have all the ksharim, and all the kriches is definitely not likuva, and the din of having shlish and shnei shlishim is also not likuva, as long as he has psil and gedil. So this way, yaitze even lechitas Rashi, as a eitzer that the achrayim bring down here in the sugya. Shari tshuva at the end of the siman brings a machlekes achrayim. Some say that even if he didn't actually do that, he didn't actually unwind the gedil and make it into psil, but if it's long enough that it's capable of doing that, there's enough chut that if you would unwind the gedil, you would have a kadeh aniva still left afterwards in the part that's hanging the psil, and that already has the heksha that's called, you have kadeh aniva of psil. It brings a machlokes achrayim about that between the Ginas Rodim and a different tshuva if you could make such a cheshbon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Kleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.